I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang and our colleague Steve Yates of DCI Advisory. The news is promising when it comes to the defense of Taiwan. For example, AP reporting Australia and Japan sign a defense pact. For example, Japan announcing initiatives to participate in Taiwan semiconductor business in a proposing this during a bilateral economic trade meeting in these last hours. However, this gets complex, and I come now to the most mind-twisting idea of all that Gordon introduces me to. Gordon, what is broken nest theory?
John, broken nest is the most downloaded article on the U.S. Army War College's quarterly called Parameters. And in that, two American scholars proposed that the United States, as a means of deterring China from invading Taiwan, actually declare that we will destroy the facilities of a particular company, TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is the world's leading chip maker. And the idea is that the United States cannot credibly announce that we will defend Taiwan. So what we have to do is make Taiwan unwantable, as the authors talk about. This is extremely controversial. Many people, including me, criticize this article. But the point is, it raises some issues which people have not wanted to talk about, and which I think we do need to discuss, even if we disagree with this article.
Steve, what is your analysis? You've spent a great deal of time in East Asia to destroy the golden goose in order to save the golden egg-laying goose.
Well, I think as a theory of deterrence, this falls pretty far short in my estimation. I agree completely with Gordon that it raises some interesting challenges, because there are a lot of very difficult challenges when facing what we don't want to have happen with regard to Taiwan, which could be an attack that is military and destructive, an occupation, or a creeping takeover by other means by the Communist Party over Taiwan. Regardless of what our desire or assessment of that likelihood is, there is above zero chance. And so thinking through what can or should we do to deter or respond if this should happen is legitimate discourse. But I just don't believe that the idea that we will promise to destroy the value of Silicon Island, so to speak, would be a deterrent for the CCP, because I don't think their motivation for taking Taiwan is to increase its GDP.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, going to this point of what motivates China, a friend of yours, Michael Turton, has actually written that China has wanted Taiwan well before TSMC was formed. And it's going to want to continue Taiwan, regardless of whether it gets an island which is untouched or one which is a radioactive slab that is uninhabitable for 1,000 years. What do people in Taiwan talk about when they discuss deterrence of China? Because they do actually mention Silicon Shield, a phrase which is used by people in Taiwan, saying that their facilities, their chip-making capabilities are so important that China would never invade because of the risk of the destruction of those fabs.
Right. Well, I would recommend Michael Turton's article about it and just point out that Michael and I approach politics and ideology from very different points of view, but we agree very much on his assessment and critique of this broken nest theory. I think what a lot of people in Taiwan talk about, it's a little bit twofold of what you suggested. The value of Taiwan's chip making is of such high import to the world that one line of thought is that the world can't afford to let Taiwan fall. So in a way, Taiwan is integrated into the vital national, at least economic interests of key powers, so that is a form of support, perhaps deterrence. The other is that China itself is very dependent upon this capability, that they don't have enough of these resources to fuel their own electronics and other advanced economic manufacturing platforms is they can't afford to take this key capability out of the global supply chain either. So both of those lines of thought get talked about in Taiwan, but I still think the people in Taiwan, for the most part, live in overwhelming fear that some destruction could come, but they can't afford to be immobilized by it and go about their lives.
A significant voice in Japan has said that Japan will fight if Taiwan is attacked. Now we have news of an Australia-Japan defense pact. Steve, the world is gathering forces and making it very clear to China that there will not be business as usual in the event. Is that adequate? Does Beijing get it that there are not going to be any exports to the U.S. if they attack Taiwan?
It's very difficult for us to estimate what Beijing truly gets, because they certainly are intelligent enough and they have enough information flow that they know these developments are occurring. Fundamentally, whether it changes their calculus is hard to calculate. I do think it's very strategically significant that these kinds of things are moving forward without necessarily the United States taking the lead or pushing these actors. Japan and Australia very much are doing some of these things on their own calculus and of their own motivation. Certainly there have been things like the so-called quad or trilateral dialogues that where this kind of collaboration has been encouraged. But I think when it comes to the national decision to pursue nuclear submarines by Australia or this move by Japan to further integrate bilaterally, I think it's significant.
Gordon, another question. We have a little more than a minute.
Steve, the underlying assumption of the Broken Nest article is that the United States cannot credibly maintain a deterrent of China with the threat of force. Your comments?
I don't know that that is a proven thesis. My assessment is that the United States has not done very much to make things difficult inside of China, to make them feel less confident that they have options. And so I think that we haven't really approached a comprehensive theory of deterrence with regard to China.
Steve, the puzzle I have, the profound puzzle I have, is that the PRC is well informed now that any aggression towards Taiwan is going to change everybody's attitude towards tomorrow. I don't know whether the money will be good, but there won't be much money and transfer of assets between China and the rest of the world. In other words, they're out of time the day they attack, Steve. Are they expecting to ride that out for X number of years before they're reintegrated into the world community? We have about a minute.
Well, the Chinese, if the Communist Party is serious about moving, they have the experience of Tiananmen Square, where there was a period of rehabilitation and reintegration, and they feel that they are willing to pay that national price. Whether that's true or false or sustainable is an uncontestable situation, but they are in some ways encouraged to believe this is possible by the piece of Ukraine being taken by Russia and the world sort of normalizing that, and the fall of Hong Kong for all intents and purposes, right, and the world normalizing that.
Steve Yates, the DCI advisory CEO, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Broken Nest Puzzle. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.